Insider brief. AtSign has integrated NIST-approved post-quantum cryptography into its core SDKs to help developers protect applications and data flows against quantum threats. The update is designed to support new applications, existing application modernization, and legacy systems that cannot be modified through AtSign's NoPort service. AtSign says the integration provides a path to post-quantum protection without requiring a full application rewrite, with its development work publicly available through GitHub. Press release. AtSign today announced the integration of NIST-approved post-quantum cryptography, PQC, across its core SDKs. The integration gives developers and enterprise teams a zero-code rewrite path to protecting sensitive data flows against emerging quantum threats. Breaking the key elements of current cryptographic techniques, such as digital signatures, digital identity, and key exchange, is beyond the reach of today's computers. But quantum computers sufficiently powerful to break these asymmetric algorithms are widely expected to emerge by the early 2030s, turning today's impractical attack into a viable attack in just a few years. But as numerous governments and cybersecurity agencies have already warned, the prospect of a quantum computing future poses a real threat now due to harvest now, decrypt later. HNDL attacks. HNDL describes the capture and storage now of secrets or data that need to remain secret, or will still have value, well beyond the date by which quantum computing will be able to decrypt them. Bad actors are stealing and storing encrypted such secrets and data now, intending to decrypt them just as soon as sufficient quantum computing power becomes available. As a result, and in a scenario not dissimilar to, but arguably more serious than the year 2000 problem of the 1990s, organizations must consider more than just new application development. They must also identify where quantum-vulnerable cryptography is used across existing applications, code, and devices, then update, test, or replace those systems. For many organizations, post-quantum integration will be a complex, multi-year challenge. However, AtSign provides a major shortcut to post-quantum readiness, enabling multiple ways for organizations to build new applications using the updated SDKs, whether via traditional development or using AtSign's visual development tool, AI Architect. Modernize or retrofit existing applications, integrating the SDKs to protect relevant data flows, also via traditional development processes or AI Architect. Protect systems that cannot or will not be modernized using NoPorts. NoPorts provides authenticated, end-to-end encrypted access to existing services without exposed inbound ports or changes to the underlying application. The new update means such connections can also receive post-quantum protection, protecting the connection and the data flow to systems even if the underlying legacy system itself is not, technically, quantum safe. Aparna Rayasam, CEO of AtSign, said, "At its core, this integration makes anything built on our platform quantum safe by default. Achieving post-quantum readiness shouldn't require multi-year application overhauls. By embedding NIST-approved algorithms directly into our SDKs, we're delivering true crypto agility so engineering teams can focus on innovation rather than complex cryptographic mechanics." Rick Deacon, head of platform at mental well-being company and AtSign customer NeuroVitals, said, "Built-in post-quantum security will remove a significant burden for our development and security teams. What we really want to focus on is delivering and securing new capabilities for our customers, and this means we can do just that." Many organizations are already preparing for a post-quantum world, but are moving at very different speeds. Google, for example, has set a 2029 timeline for its own transition. Developing its PQC integrations in the open, AtSign's roadmap, architecture decisions, and code progress remain fully accessible to the public via the company's GitHub repository.